views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Take Two Healthcare.
America's top talk shows with breaking news, traffic, and weather.
WHIO.
WHIO.
And welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this hour of Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. I will be your host for this hour. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and also physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology, which it's been now 2 years. We are doing the interpretations of the thermograms that we offer in-house. We are one of the very few clinics in the country to offer that. So it's something that we are very proud of, something that we've been doing for quite a while. I've been with the practice now for, well, this February will be 11 years. And I believe I was certified as a technician first within the first year or two. So we've been doing it for a very long time. If you're not sure what thermography is, you can visit us on our website at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two, take2healthcare.com. And we use thermography a lot in our clinic as a breast cancer screening option. It has been approved by the FDA since 1982, and it is to be used alongside with mammograms, ultrasounds, or MRIs in breast cancer detection. It's safe, no radiation, no compression. It takes about 20 minutes to complete the imaging, and you get your report. We sit down, we go over it together. A lot of information can be given off by a thermogram. So if you've never had one done, couple it with your other breast cancer screenings. It's kind of like a why not option, right? All right, so we are here for the hour. We are live, and we are standing by waiting for your calls. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call us today. We have our producer. His name is Random. And he is standing by waiting for your phone call. The number to call here is 937-457-1290. That's 937-457-1290. And we actually have a caller already standing by. So we are going to go with Annie from Kettering. Annie, can you hear me? Annie, are you there?
Yes.
There you go. All right. I just had to turn your part up. How are you doing today? How can I help you?
Oh, pretty good. Can't complain. I had a question about cataracts. Once you get diagnosed with it, is there any type of vitamins? I know you're supposed to wear sunglasses, but is there any type of vitamins that should take?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I would definitely recommend getting on a good fish oil or krill oil. Those type of omegas can really support eye health. You can also get on a beta carotene as well, vitamin D, obviously vitamin C. In fact, if you want more specific information, you can visit our website at take2healthcare.com. And up at the top, we have a search bar. If you type in the word cataract, they'll come up with several newsletters for eye health that you can just click on and read through. And it'll list different vitamins there and give you the exact dosage to take as well. So that's a very handy tool to be using. Okay. Did she hung up? All right. Well, thanks for calling, Annie.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and move forward. I'm not sure. Hopefully she heard my response. If not, these live shows are recorded. You can listen to our podcast from our website at take2healthcare.com. Just click on the top button that says radio shows, or you can also visit WHIO's website as well. Again, we are standing by live here. The phone number to call is 937-457-1290.
I can't put anything on my phone.
And now someone's coming through. Go ahead and cut that off. Okay. We are off to a great start here. So, okay. I do wanted to start the show today with a very inspirational story that actually happened over this week. And I know the hot topics today mostly are about COVID and the variants and the vaccines, but we still have other diseases out there that are killing people every day. Cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's. It's out there, but it's not being talked about. And, you know, you're, you, you got to wake up every day and really appreciate the fact that you have your health and you have control of your health. And this message is really going to hit home for some of you. It's a message of hope. It's a message to remind you that you are capable of living each day with your health, with faith and happiness. And you don't know what curveballs life is going to throw at you. And the best thing that you have is your health to overcome it. I mean, I heard the Rick Edelman show before this. I heard on the way here, he said by the year 2030, the life expectancy will be 120. And one out of two persons will have Alzheimer's. Okay, so we got to do something about this. We can't all be walking around with Alzheimer's by the age of 90 and we live till 120. So anyways, this story that I want to share with you hopefully will give you motivation to take today and each day that you're given to, just like Dr. Merkel says, be healthier than you were yesterday. And this man came to my office about a year ago, actually, and he lost his wife due to COVID. And the unfortunate part about that story is that it was at the very beginning of the COVID pandemic, and the nursing home wasn't allowing him to come in to say goodbye to his wife. And it was a very sad story. Very good man, very smart, very nice, very kind. And he'd been listening to our show for a very long time. And he wanted to come in and get his blood work done to make sure that he can be as healthy as possible for the rest of his life, for his children and his grandchildren. And he came in back in January. His blood work didn't look bad. Actually, it looked great, except for one marker, actually two markers. We ordered an advanced comprehensive panel for him along with the cancer profile. And in the cancer profile, Dr. Merkel talked about this last week, the cancer profile consists of several cancer markers. There's one for males, one for females. They're not genetic markers, but they can indicate inflammation of specific cancers. And one of his cancer markers was elevated. It was the HCG. Now, the HCG is a hormone, but actually it's mostly elevated in patients or male patients with testicular cancer. However, it can also be elevated in stomach cancers, liver, lung, pancreas, large intestine. So it was elevated a little bit, but it wasn't really flagged. It was at 6 and the cutoff is 3. So it was high, but it wasn't scary high. Well, he then retested in April and it went from 6 to 36. And his C-reactive protein which is an inflammatory marker, went from 6 to 15. The cutoff for that is 10. I like it under 4. But the point of the story is that something happened within that 3 months where his inflammation went sky high. And I wanted him to get a second opinion. I wanted to get down to the root cause of what's going on, because that HCG cancer marker tripled, even quadrupled just within 3 months. Something was going on. And I wanted to know the exact protocol to put him on with a definitive diagnosis. So I recommended for him to get some imaging done. Months went by. I heard from him a couple times. He did end up being diagnosed with cancer. The story is he called me this week. He told me one of his kidneys has been removed. It was a rough summer. He heard Dr. Merkel's radio show last weekend, and he felt like he was being talked to. He was like, this is just on point with what's going on with me. I hadn't seen him in months. We obviously need to get some updated testing. But the point of the story is, I'm getting to the point here. He comes to me and he says, I want to do everything in my power before I have to start chemotherapy because the cancer has spread to his liver. I want to do everything in my power before I start chemotherapy to live as long as I can. I want to know the cancer protocol that I have to do. And so we ordered some blood work for him. He was only taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So I told him, you know, you need to go ahead and start taking 12,000. Now, obviously spread that out throughout the day. We bumped his lorazepam up to 4 scoops per day, doubled his vitamin D. And this is without seeing any current blood test. So this is going to change for him, but I wanted to get him started on something over the weekend. And if this man's motivation, if this man's story doesn't motivate you to be as healthy as possible, then I don't know what else there is. I mean, we are given each day with a body that we need to take care of. And of all things that we don't have control over right now, what you put in your body, you do have control of. You know, there's times when we put ourselves aside. Many are overworked, maybe struggling financially, maybe even taking too much than they can handle, taking care of family, but you have to take care of yourselves. And it's, don't be too hard on yourself, obviously, but remember, when you're feeling sorry for yourself, when you're feeling like, you know, I've just gotten to the point where there's no way I can turn around. I've gained all this weight and there's no way I can lose it. I just had a heart attack and I'm just not going to change anything. I'm just going to go on these medications. No, you have control and you can change every day to be healthier. At least try. Try like John Doe's story. He's going to give it his every best effort every single day. He already has cancer. He already knows that it's spreading. But he's going to fight every day to be healthier. And he's going to do anything in his power. And if he can do it, you can do it. And I just know out there right now with COVID and everything, people feel like we don't have control. And all we are doing is relying on a vaccine. That's not the answer. Now, everyone's body is different. So the answer on how to get your body healthier is different from John Doe's story. He's taking 12,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Believe me, hardly anybody does that. But when you have a serious disease, there's a time when we need to be aggressive with the treatments. So that's the best thing about what we do. You know, it's not like going into your medical doctor's office, running some blood test. Oh, everything looks okay. Just, diet and exercise. No. Everybody's blood work turns out different. You can't treat people textbook. It's got to be personalized and it's got to be tailored to your diagnoses, the medications you're on, any history, family history. And, you know, if we would have never ran his cancer markers, if we would have just done like an annual physical, going to your medical doctor's office, we would have just done that. We wouldn't have caught his cancer. And so that is why comprehensive testing is key to living a long life. And just like Rick Edelman said, if you're going to be alive in 2030, you may live till you're 120 years old. So then you have to think about what kind of quality of life do you want to have? Even if you've saved up all your money, your investments, you have enough money to live till you're 120. You can't buy health. You have to work at it. And it's hard. It's hard. You got to do things every single day. You got to sleep good. You got to eat good. You got to take proper nutrients. You got to exercise. It's hard, but it's worth it for 120 years, right? All right. We have to cut to a short break. We will be back. Don't tune away. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley on WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in for today's live show. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And I am your host, Dr. Natalie Haley. And we are here till noon. We are live. The phone lines are open. The number to dial is 937-457-1290. And our producer's name is Random. He is doing a great job today. And we have another caller, but I do believe it is Annie again. Annie, are you there? Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear your answer, and I really wanted to hear it.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you go to our website at Take Two Healthcare, and up at the top, there's a search bar. You can type in cataracts, and a newsletter will come up about eye health, and there is a protocol listed on here for you. So like I said earlier, fish oil, vitamin C, lutein. Most people know lutein is like the eye vitamin. bilberry, vitamin E. If you go to that newsletter, it'll give you the dosage of what each of those vitamins should intake be.
Okay, and then does it slow down, or can it help with slowing down the progression with cataracts?
Yeah, it can help slow down the progression. That's exactly right. It may never be reversed, but if you can slow the progression, that would be the goal.
Okay.
Okay, and there's also some foods to support eye health listed on there, too. So it'll go over eggs, omega-3 foods, such as fish. Now, when you eat fish, make sure it's wild-caught, not farm-raised. Leafy vegetables. So, yeah, it's all listed on there for you, okay?
Okay, well, make sure to check that out.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If any of you callers out there are wondering about what vitamins to take for what disease or for what symptoms, if you go to our website, there's a search bar at the top, type in what disease or symptoms you're looking for, and most likely we have a newsletter on there with suggestions, give you a little bit more detail about it. So there's lots of newsletters on there, so we probably have that information there for you. So the next thing that I want to roll into, we got time? Yeah, got a couple minutes probably. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start. I really want to go over a blood test that we test on all of our patients, but most medical doctors don't test it right away. It is called ferritin. We talk about it a lot on this show. A ferritin value indicates your iron stores. Your liver is what stores iron. Now, ferritin levels can indicate inflammation, can indicate cancer. I have seen ferritin levels very high in patients that even have COVID-19 and didn't know that they had it when they got their blood test done. I talk about one of my patients, his ferritin level was 710, and the clinical cutoff was 400. And he had COVID the day he got his blood test done, but he didn't know he had it, obviously. I had to send him back to get another blood test because this is somewhat of a false positive. But these ferritin values are one of the best markers in the blood to test that can predict the level of inflammation in your body. And there's a lot of information about ferritin out there, and they're actually studying this ferritin level on patients with COVID-19. And the interesting thing about ferritin is that as iron increases beyond normal levels, it is deposited in the liver and the heart. Now, if we go back to some of the side effects that COVID-19 has, many people talk about how it can damage the heart muscle. So is it the COVID-19 or is it the level of ferritin that increased when the patient had COVID-19 and then didn't treat it or didn't find out about it? Now, excess ferritin is a very easy and inexpensive fix. All you have to do is donate blood. Because when you donate blood, out comes the blood, out comes the iron. It's a very common finding, especially in postmenopausal women, but I see it elevated in many of my male patients as well. I'd say over 50% of my patients have elevated ferritin levels. Maybe not at a clinical level, but definitely flagged by us. Okay, don't tune away. We'll be right back with more information about that. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley on WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to this hour of Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. We are here live every Saturday from 11 to noon. And there's three of us doctors that rotate the mic. We have Dr. Andrew Dyer, Dr. Van Merkel, and of course myself, Dr. Natalie Galey. And this show has been on for over 30 years. Obviously, I have not been on air for 30 years. I would have been 7, but that would have been an interesting show. All right, so we left off before talking about ferritin, and that's with an F, and why you should get it tested. Now, it's included in the testing that we do, but ask your medical doctor when you get your annual exam to test that level for you to see where it's at. Because like I said, it's an easy fix, but it can be an indicator of an underlying disorder. So there are some times where it's contraindicative to donate blood to reduce that ferritin, but that can be discussed with your doctor. Now, if you are looking for the largest baseline testing, come to our clinic. We have this package, per se, that we've put together, and we've been offering it now for several years, but we offer 10% off when you get this package. And if you want to know how your body is doing from a metabolic level in every way, from cancer to hormones to heart, this is the package for you. Now, Rick Edelman earlier was talking about investments in your health and your wealth, because without your health, you won't have wealth. Or if you have your wealth but no health, then the quality of life is not that great. Often, the first symptom of heart disease is a heart attack. So why wait? Why not test these predictors? So this baseline testing, it is an investment. You'd have to probably put aside around $2,000 to get it done. It's a little less than that, but I'm just giving you a higher figure there. It includes our advanced comprehensive panel, which is 55 markers in the blood. Yes, ferritin's in there, but that includes like a full thyroid panel, vitamin D level, diabetic markers, kidney function, liver function. I mean, you name it, it's in there. All right, so that's our advanced comprehensive panel. This baseline testing also includes the cancer profile. It's different for male and females, but it does include all of the cancer markers. Like I said earlier, those are not genetic markers, but they are specific for certain cancers. So they'll come back, these cancer markers will come back as a number or a value. The closer to zero, the better, but it's just good to get a baseline image of those. All right, so the cancer profile is included with it, a hormone panel. There are two cardiovascular markers included in it. One's called BNP and the other's INR. So these values tell us how hard your heart is having to pump in order to circulate blood. In a patient who is about to have a heart attack, that BNP marker will be high. And then the INR that's included with that tells us how thin or thick your blood is. Osteocalcin and vitamin K are also included in this for osteoporosis. For females, it does include a breast thermography for breast cancer detection. It also includes an EKG. We do that in our office. It includes a spirometry for lung function. We do that in our office as well. It includes a body composition for body fat percentage. It includes a hair analysis to discover how well you are detoxing. All right, so we detox through several ways. Toxins come out any excretory way that we have. So hair, urine, sweat, saliva, these are all ways that we detox. Well, wouldn't it be good to know, number one, what toxic elements you're being exposed to? And number two, is your body getting rid of them? Is your body detoxing aluminum that is found in deodorant, aluminum foil, aluminum cans? Is your body detoxing lead, mercury, uranium, arsenic? Most people with well water, we do see levels of arsenic. So one of the stats that I mentioned earlier, by the age of 90, 1 in 2 persons will have Alzheimer's. And our Alzheimer's patients, we typically see very high levels of aluminum. But lead and mercury can be in there as well. So this baseline test includes toxic element testing too. We actually don't talk a whole lot about toxins on the show. Maybe I'll have a whole show planned around that, but it's really interesting. And when we do detoxification at our office, we commonly use a supplement called chlorella. Depending on how many toxins show in the hair test will determine how much chlorella the patient needs. But if we need to do a more advanced or more aggressive form of detoxification, we have another option as well. All right, so let's see, we're talking about the baseline testing here. Everything includes toxic element testing. It also includes a urine analysis and a stool analysis. Now, you can take that baseline testing and add what's called an advanced coronary panel that has come out by the Cleveland Clinic. If you want information about this advanced coronary panel, you can visit the website called knowyourrisk.com. That's one word, knowyourrisk.com. And basically, it's inflammation testing for the heart. It includes several markers that are enzymes that can predict heart attack, stroke, atherosclerosis, and this panel also breaks apart your different omega levels. So if you want to know your omega-6 and your omega-3 ratios, this is the panel to do it. Now, all of these tests that I just mentioned come in that big baseline package, but you don't have to get the package to get the different tests. So if you are interested in one but not so much the others, we can definitely break it apart for you. It's very expensive testing, but like I said, you have to invest in your health if you want to live a long life. If you need to know where you're at from a metabolic level, this is the testing for you. Most of my patients are not taking enough vitamin D. That is the number one supplement that I see patients taking too little of. Most of my patients, if the level tests back and is under 40, then I put the patient on 10,000 international units of vitamin D every single day for 2 months. And then we retest it, and it usually about doubles. So then I just reduce the vitamin D down to 5,000 or maybe less, depending on how well we got it up. But it is the easiest and probably the least expensive test to do and to treat. So most of my patients are not taking enough vitamin D. Most of my patients are not on a good multiple, or they're on a multiple with iron, and when we test, their iron's too high. So not everybody needs iron. You have to test for that to know whether or not you need it. But in your multiple, one of the most important things to look at is to see, what is the capsule made of? Many people do not look at that part of the label. So on the label, where it lists all of the vitamins and nutrients that are in your multiple, you have to look underneath it where it says other ingredients. What is the tablet made of? Does it have artificial colors, artificial dyes? Does it have soy? You have to look at that, and many patients miss that part. Many of my patients are eating the wrong proteins. We do not recommend eating a lot of soy, pork, or dairy. We don't recommend eating a lot of soy because it's very highly genetically modified, which means they spray a bunch of chemicals on it to grow the crop because it's a cheap crop and it sells fast. Soy also mimics estrogen in the body. So many of my patients who have a high-risk thermogram and high estrogen levels, I get them off any soy that they're on. We don't recommend eating a lot of pork, mainly the fatty pork, like the bacon and the sausage, obviously because of the saturated fats. And then dairy, because it can be there can be a lot of hormones in the milk, actually. And a lot of dairy is actually pretty poorly made, depending on what you're getting. Cheese, milk, you know, it's all made differently depending on what you're buying. So many of my patients are on the wrong protein. Or if they're doing a protein powder or a protein shake, many of my patients are on whey, which is dairy-based, or they're on the soy. So I take them off of that. However, each patient is different. Each patient comes to me with a different story, a different background. So we got to get down. It comes down to the testing. Your blood test is your blood test is your blood test. No matter where you get it done, it's not going to lie. So you don't have to be a specialist doctor to run a certain test and tell you about it. I mean, any doctor can order blood tests, but it's what they do with the information. What is your doctor doing when they're reading your blood test? So they just say, everything looks good, come back in a year. Well, if they would have told my John Doe patient that I was talking about earlier, his cancer marker quadrupled in 3 months, it would have been missed. And he was very thankful for me referring him out. I just had to figure out what was going on. Obviously, I put him on a protocol, but I didn't hear from him in months. And now we're going to be working on it. And that's okay. That's okay that he took care of some things. And he said he had a rough summer, but he's back and he's willing to do anything that he needs to do to get better. And his story is going to be different than yours. So it all comes down to the testing. What's great about when we do the testing, we don't take the blood at our office. We actually use LabCorp to draw the blood. So if you live far away and you want to get this testing done, you can do it. You just go to LabCorp. We are doing more Zoom now than ever for the consultations, and we're also doing a lot over the phone. So if you can't get off work, or if you have kids and you're busy and you want to get the testing done, you got to do the consultation, see what we're all about. Just call us. It's real easy to do. And we've been doing it on the phones for a very long time. It's very streamlined, very easy. All right, we do have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley on this beautiful Saturday, WHIO. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're back. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. This is close to the end of the show, so if you missed the show, don't worry. We'll be back next week. But these are recorded, and you can find them on our website at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. Or you can also go to WHIO's website as well and just type in Take Two Healthcare Podcasts. We talked about a lot today, and I hope I wasn't too far all over the place, but really the message I wanted to get across for you today is to motivate you and to know that it was a dark 2 years, right? 2 years? About. And we're going to come out of everything, but we got to come out of it as a better person. And that's not just physically, but it's also mentally as well. And there's a lot of people that have really been affected by the pandemic mentally, just as much as emotionally and physically, you know. So there's things that we can do to get through this. And I just want to read a little blurb here about how important your immune system is. Whether you've had the virus or not, whether you have the antibodies, you know, everybody's philosophy about the vaccine is different, and we're not here to talk about that. But I want to read to you a little bit, just a little blurb here I found in a magazine that I got from Health Foods Unlimited the other day, picking up my supplements for my kids. They have a really good kids section, by the way, if you're out there and you have school-age kids needing some vitamins. So anyways, a healthy immune system flags and eliminates potentially harmful substances in food and the environment, like the immune reaction of itchiness when you get a mosquito bite. A healthy immune system responds appropriately to the level of threat, like developing a fever to fight off a cold. So these symptoms you get are a good thing. It means your immune system's working. A healthy immune system is tightly controlled and actively resolved, like swelling from a minor injury that resolves within a few days. A healthy immune system repairs damage that occurs from injury or pathogen exposure, like wound healing. A healthy immune system is tolerant to self, food, and environmental antigens, allowing us to sail through allergy season scot-free. So as I read through that and you say, well, wait a second, I have a wound that hasn't healed, or I didn't sail through allergy season scot-free. Well, then you need to get checked out. Something's going on with your immune system. All right. Is it low vitamin D? Is it inflammation? Is it diabetes? Is it liver toxicity? You know when you test, and that's the best part about it. And then there's always some sort of, I don't want to use the word fix, but there's always some sort of protocol we have for you to improve your immune system. And people sometimes get weirded out by supplements, like, oh, am I taking too much of this? I don't take that. That's too, or medical doctors like, why are you on all these supplements? All supplements are is exactly what they're called. They supplement your diet. supplement the gaps. You can't get all the vitamin D you need from the sun. You can't get all the vitamin C you need on a daily basis eating oranges all day. You'll get diabetes doing that. Supplement the gaps. Supplement with vitamin C to prevent respiratory or your immune system. Vitamin D, zinc. You can't get all these eating a good diet. Don't believe me, supplementing with vitamins and minerals does not replace a good diet. And a good diet doesn't replace supplementing. You got to do them together. You know what else you have to do to balance everything out? Is you got to take care of yourself physically. Exercise is very important. Mentally, faith, decreasing stress in your life. And right now is a very hard time to do that. And what I tell my patients when they tell me that they are or have had very high levels of stress lately or due to whatever, you know, I tell them, I can't take away your life stressors. You know, that's something that you have to take control over or to deal with. But if I can help your body control the way that or handle stress better, I should say that. If I can help your body handle the stress so it's not as stressful, then I've done my job. You know, optimal levels of vitamin D are very important for your body to handle stress, handle decreasing panic attacks or anxiety attacks. These patients have very low levels of vitamin D and usually have some toxins that show up. So everybody's stressors are different, but if we can improve the body from a metabolic level to handle stress or to, like I told Annie earlier, who called in about cataracts, if we can improve the body from a metabolic level to slow down the progression of the disease and or halt it, then we've done our job. Am I going to be able to cure John Doe's cancer? No, but we can treat his body. We can treat his immune system to strengthen it. That way he can get through chemotherapy well. He can live longer with the diagnosis. And then we've done our job. And like I say, it comes down to the testing because everybody's recommendations are tailored to their results. The different dietary guidelines we give to patients are tailored to their results. So it's very personalized. And I do believe we are ending the show now. So sad. But we will see you guys next week. This will probably, I don't know. I might see you before Christmas or you might hear from me before Christmas. But if you don't, have a wonderful holiday season. Get out there. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Enjoy the weather and enjoy the holidays. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And we'll see you next week.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station from the CJSHeatingandAir.com studios. CJS means yes.